you know, being 1-5, not where we thought we'd be when we reported to camp on July 31st. So we're trying to fight through some adversity and looking forward to playing at home this Sunday.
Leslie, Mark Daniels, WTAQ Radio. Did you just talk about the deliberation and the ultimate decision at quarterback?
Yeah, we made a change at quarterback with Kristen Parner being named our starter for Sunday's game and for the remainder of this season. And just looking at where our team is and what we're trying to get accomplished, just felt like it was a time to make that decision.
There goes. This is Tyler Dunn with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. What did you see in Ponder in Chicago that helped you make this decision?
There were a lot of things that went into that decision, not just the Chicago game, but also some things that had happened in the previous five games, and along with what happened in the Chicago game. But when he did get into play in that limited time that he played, he did some good things that just made it clear to me that the game wasn't too big for him. The speed of the game didn't scare him. And I've seen some things in practice to let me know that he was close to being ready to get in there. And that was a part of it, along with what has transpired over the beginning of our season.
Coach, Bill Huber from Packer Report. I guess if you just take as an outside observer, you just take the stats from Donovan, he looks like he's doing fine. I guess, where's it gone wrong for him?
Yeah, I mean, he's done some good things for our team, and I don't know if you can pinpoint any one thing. You know, we haven't done enough around Donovan to make the quarterback position better. So I don't know if you can point to one thing that went wrong for Donovan.
Leslie, Rob Domofsky from the Green Bay Press Gazette. What has allowed Jared Allen to get off to the kind of start that he has?
I think you'd have to go back to his offseason. When this lockout ended, he called me, and prior to leaving for the offseason, he had talked to me about his approach to the 2011 season and what he wanted to get accomplished. And when we talked after the lockout was lifted, I just sensed that this was a guy who was on a mission. He was really disappointed in the way he played last year and the way our team played, and he had such a focus about coming back and having a great year, and then you combine that with his talent, and I think that's one of the reasons he's gotten off to such a great start. His focus, his attention to being the best, has kind of reinvigorated him along the way.
Coach, Vic Ketchman again. Has this change at quarterback changed any of your goals for this season?
Not at all. One of the reasons that the change was made, because where we are right now, our margin for error when it comes to wins and losses has shrunk. So, in my mind, this change needed to be made to give us the best chance to win on Sunday. And if we can get that done, it gives us an opportunity to continue to pursue our goals.
Coach, Bill from Packer Report again. I think it was before the Packers played the Panthers. Somebody asked McCarthy, about the decision to play a rookie quarterback, and he said it's up to if the team is ready for the rookie, the quarterback. So I guess, are you guys ready to, as a team, to put Christian in there?
Yeah, I mean, that was part of why the decision was made, to play better around him, as I mentioned before, even in Donovan's case. But for where we are, we needed to get this done.
How did Donovan take the news with your decision?
Donovan is a classy guy. He's a real pro, and he was a pro as we talked through this, as I explained to him the decision and why we were doing what we were doing. He was terrific. He's a competitor. He wants to be out there. He wants to help our football team. But he also understood, where we are and what we're trying to get accomplished and why we're doing what we're doing. And he kind of reflected back on when he ended up replacing Doug Peterson his rookie year and how Doug helped him to develop over that rookie year. And that's the thing that he wanted to be able to do with Christian. So he's been a real pro through this entire situation.
Leslie, Mark Daniels again. You're a defensive-minded guy. Can you just kind of shed some light on how you approach an offense that's being run so efficiently by Aaron?
Man, they're playing lights out on offense. And Aaron is obviously doing a great job, but they've got a lot of weapons at the tight end position and wide.
Hey, Coach Bill again from Packer Report. Are there, can you just name a few things that you guys need to do to get back on track? A couple bigger things?
Yeah, Bill, we got to, we got to do a better job of finding a way to get the ball in the end zone from an offensive standpoint. We've got to, not let people score the way they scored a week ago against our defense. We've got to be more efficient when it comes to playing good defense against the run, which has been a mantra of ours, and then being able to limit explosive plays, and on offense, getting explosive plays, and we got to be sound on special teams, whether we're covering kicks or being in a position where we're returning kicks. We've got to just play better all the way around.
Mike Clemens from Sirius NFL Radio. With as many veterans as you have on this team, though, can that be a tough sell to say, clearly this is a move for the future, and it may take a couple of weeks for this adjustment to take place?
You know, Mike, I really didn't approach it with a couple of weeks in